Stark, this is dictating on Lawrence Earhart. A-I-R-H-A-R-T. Earhart. A-I-R-H-A-R-T. Lawrence. L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 7/22/47. 7/22/47. Date of visit is 5/3/23. Pick my copy for Adley Karadze. Adley is A-D-L-I. Karadze, K-A-R-A-D-S-H-E-H. K-A-R-A-D-S-H-E-H-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Adley, thank you for sending Lawrence Earhart for primary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who was recently admitted to Halifax Medical Center with a syncopal episode and was found to have a saddle pulmonary embolus with severe hypoxemia and underwent a thrombectomy by interventional radiology. The patient was also found to have a right popliteal DVT. And he was noted to have a right heart strain and was anticoagulated. Can you please change the Halifax Medical Center? The patient was at Advent Hospital, not Halifax, I'm sorry. Advent Hospital. New Smyrna Beach. Treated for saddle pulmonary embolism. The CTA of the chest also showed bilateral pulmonary emboli. The patient did recover following thrombectomy and was initially on oxygen, but since then has been weaned off oxygen and is presently on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. He denies chest pains, but states that he has shortness of breath with exertion and denies any wheezing or hemoptysis. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has been significant for TURP for prostatic enlargement and a history of right hip replacement in 2021. He has a history of hyperlipidemia. He also had a history of COVID in March of this year. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 5 cigarettes per day for 30 years and quit. Does not drink alcohol presently. He worked in auto sales. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of pneumonia, father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, medalists included Aloysius Farm against BID, Etrovo Stadium Fordham against today, and Latanoprost Eye Drops. Next paragraph. Review of substance patient has no fatigue or weight loss. He has cataracts and mild glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath with activity and no cough or wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no rectal bleed. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains of his extremities, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallorectal cyanosis or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 over 90, pulse is 64, respiration 20 times 97.6. Weight is 194, saturation 96. On room air. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, ears no inflammation. Throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest, but no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Minimal edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is a history of bilateral pulmonary emboli and number 2 is DVT, right lower extremity. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to continue the Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. He will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest next month. To evaluate him for any residual infarcts. Also advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Adli Karadshe, K-A-R-A-D-S-H-E-H. Adli is A-D-L-I-M-D. Adli Karadshe. Thank you for this concept. Let's talk this is a...